Day of Heroes on Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From seas to shining sea.
Members of Congress paying tribute to the January 6th first responders with the highest honor they can award, the Congressional Gold Medal.
Today, we are here to say thank you. Thank God for you.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says at one point he was within 30 feet of rioters when his security detail pulled him to safety. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says officers responding to the Capitol riot included some who were off duty and they saved the country.
Because of your bravery and professionalism, Congress finished our job that very night. Because you honored your oaths to support and defend the Constitution, we were able to honor ours.
In recognition of hundreds of officers, medals will be placed at the Capitol, at Capitol Police Headquarters, the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, and the Smithsonian Institution. The final Senate race is being decided today in Georgia. Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock in a tight runoff with Republican Herschel Walker. President Biden heading to Arizona to highlight another computer chip factory, this time a Taiwanese firm investing billions in Phoenix, which the president says is spurred on by the CHIPS Act signed this year.
The administration says new facilities being built by Intel, Micron, and Wolfspeed will give America an edge with China, ease the supply chain, and boost military and economic development.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Republicans criticizing the president for not visiting the southern border while he's in a border state. In Colorado, the suspect accused of opening fire in a gay nightclub last month, killing five people, is now formally charged with hate crimes and murder after a court hearing today. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A manhunt that included a citywide alert in New York is over with the arrest of the suspect, Sundance Oliver, this morning in Brooklyn.
Oliver, who is 28, was wanted in connection to a string of three shootings in 24 hours, including those that killed a 17-year-old girl and a 21-year-old man. The shooting started early Monday morning when police say Oliver was trying to shoot a woman during an attempted robbery and instead hit a 96-year-old man, continuing with other shootings around the city until he fired shots into a crowded apartment in Brooklyn, hitting the 17-year-old.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Oliver has 12 prior arrests. The European Medicines Agency just announcing that its emergency task force has concluded that the new bivalent COVID vaccines targeting Omicron and subvariants may be used in previously unvaccinated children and adults. Those vaccines by Pfizer and BioNTech, as well as rival Moderna, are currently authorized only as a booster in the European Union, which is the same as in the U.S. A live auction online for leases to build floating wind farms off the U.S. West Coast, generating a lot of interest.
43 global companies bidding on three leases off California's Central Coast, two off Northern California. The cost to develop has dropped 60% in a decade. Wind turbines as tall as the Eiffel Tower to be built on giant cement platforms the size of a city block with heavy cables that anchor the turbines. The Environmental Defense Center worries how they will impact the coast. Whales, will they get tangled in the cables? Seabirds decapitated by the blades? Then there's the view. But offshore wind is said to be a good complement to solar energy, which shuts down at night. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Back-to-back sell-offs on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow's down 244 points. Oil prices sinking below $75 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.